Mishigimu Heviru followed, they brought vegetables in front of that person leading the Seder. Matabba Chazeris, he dips the lettuce, whatever vegetable he is using, into sauce, either into salt water, or some say it's talking about the charoses, the dip which one has on Seder night, which looks a bit like cement. And this is done, Ajma Gela for Parperes HaPas, before he reaches the eating of Parperes HaPas, which either refers to the matzah, or others explain it to refer to the maror. The point is that the vegetables are eaten before the meal begins, which was an unusual thing to do, and that would cause the children to ask questions, just like many of the things which are done on Seder night in order to get the children interested. This was one of them. Be it as it may, have you ever thought of matzah? They would then bring in front of the person leading the Seder, they would bring him matzah. It was like every Shabbos and Yom Tov, there had to be 2 loaves of bread. So here there had to be 2 loaves or 2 pieces of matzah, as well as a 3rd piece, which was split in half, which we do now at the stage of Yachatz. So that is split in half. And they would also bring in front of him the chazeres, lettuce, or whatever vegetable you would be using for morer, whatever bit of vegetable you would be using, the chareses, and also chareses, the cement-like dip, into which the morer is dipped, or shnei tavshilin, and also 2 cooked dishes, which are really eaten when there is no Beis HaMikdash around, and that is to commemorate the 2 korbanos which are bought for the Seder night. They're bought on Erev Pesach and eaten on Seder night, and that is the Korban Pesach and the Korban Chagiga. Now the Mishnah adds, afal pi she'ein charoses mitzvah, even though dipping the morer into charoses is not an absolute obligation, rather, its main purpose was just to counteract the sharp taste of the morer. So that ideally one should have it with the morer, it is not an obligation. However, Rabbi Eliezer Ben Tzadok says that it is a mitzvah. The morer should be dipped into it, because this is also to commemorate the slavery of the Jewish people, and how they were forced to work very hard with cement, etc. And ends off the Mishnah about Mikdash, and when the Beis HaMikdash is standing, Hayu Mavin Lefon of Gufay Shal Pesach, at this point they would bring in front of him the body of the Korban Pesach, but he would not yet eat the Korban Pesach, or even the matzah or the morer, he wouldn't yet eat that.